Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7 and WISE FM 90.5 FM. This is the voice of Southwest Virginia. And I'm your host, Harry Baya. And I bring you my favorite songs, songs I think are extra special and I hope will reach out and grab you. And I also put in odd things that I call wombats, reading stories, jokes. And I have a wombat today, so it's a wombat show. I'm going to start off with one of the great classics of the 50s. The version I'm going to play was recorded by the Righteous Brothers in 1965. The song was originally released in 1955 and was a hit for several artists that year. And reading Wikipedia, according to the song's publishing administrator, over 1,500 recordings of Unchained Melody have been made by more than 670 artists in multiple languages. Besides that, I just think it's a great song. Was Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers, recorded in 1965. Next up comes Leonard Cohen. In his recording career, his voice dropped down an octave or so. This is called Nevermind by Leonard Cohen.
Lost, the treaty signed, I was not cut across the line. I was not cut, though many tried. I live among you, well disguised. I had to leave my life behind. I dug some graves you'll never find. The stories told with facts and lies. I had a name, but never mind. Never mind. Never mind. The war was lost. The treaty signed. There's truth that lives and truth that dies. I don't know which, so never mind.
That that was Nevermind by Leonard Cohen. Next up is I Know This Town by Cheryl Wheeler. It's a small town song, and I feel quite a bit that way about Abingdon. I spent part of my younger childhood in Abingdon and came back there over the years many, many times and lived there for a long time. So, this is I Know This Town, and it just has a wonderful feel of somebody who's really at home.
Cheryl Wheeler with her song.
That was I Know This Town by Cheryl Wheeler. Small town song. And I'm going to start a theme here. The next song is also a small town song. It's called Spoon River. And it's about living in a small town. Sung by a group called Cherish the Ladies, who performed in Bristol a number of times. Spoon River.
All of the whispered down in the parlor, a shadowy face. The morning is heavy with one more beginning. He is preserved. If you're listening, you can hear all the bells. There must be a heaven. God knows I have seen mostly hell. My rig is outside, coming right through the morning, here in Spoon River. All of the riverboat gamblers are losing their sheets. All of the brave Union soldier boys sleep in the dirt. You know and I know there never was reason to.
You just heard Spoon River by Cherish the Ladies. The next song is Over the Rainbow, sung by Israel Kamakawi Ole. You've probably heard this version of the song, and if you haven't, you're probably in for a treat. This is, I think, the best recording of Over the Rainbow that's ever been made, and there are a lot of them, and many of them are great. So here we are with it. This one's by Israel Kamakawi Ole, a Hawaiian. Over the Rainbow.
Dreams that you dream of dreams really do come true. Someday you wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dream that you dare to, oh why can't I, oh, someday I wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me.
That was Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Israel Kamakawiwo Ole. The next song is Bette Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. If you know Bette Davis, she was an actress many years ago. This song might mean more. I don't really know her, but somehow the song establishes that she must have had really mysterious eyes. And I knew a girl once, barely even a friend, and she had eyes that I always thought of when I heard this song. So this is Bette Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Bette Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Bette Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo standoff size. She's got Bette Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home. She'll lay you on the throne. She got Bette Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come out blue. She's got Bette Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Bette Davis eyes.
That was Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. Next up is Howl at the Moon by Jonathan Edwards. And I could tell you lots to expect in this song, but I don't think I will, because I think you'll figure it out. It'll be more fun. So find out what's going on in this song, Howl at the Moon by Jonathan Edwards.
If I were maybe a wolf or a dog, I wouldn't have to speak, I wouldn't have to talk. Just eat my dinner and go for a walk and howl at the moon. If I were laying there just like you, all curled up the way dogs do, I'd dream that dream that you're dreaming too, and howl at the moon. Howl at the moon. Howl at the moon. And if I could carry your black and white, I'd sleep so sound, I'd wake so nice, I'd keep real close to my own advice and howl at the moon. Oh, you know something I don't know, and you go places I can't go. Lift your head when the breezes blow, two voices older than time.
Howl at the Moon by Jonathan Edwards. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And I'll be honest with you, I feel kind of empowered. I'm reading this promotion thing. We are the voice of Southwest Virginia. Well, I guess, yes, we are. WEHC 90.7 FM and WISE FM 90.5 FM, the voice of Southwest Virginia. And the show you're listening to is Wombats and Music, and it's a collection of special songs, songs I think are standing, outstanding, and will reach you, some of them, and occasionally sticking in something odd, or reading a story, and I call those odd things Wombats. And that's what's going to happen right now. This is today's Wombat. One of the poems I like a lot is Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll from Through the Looking Glass. And at the start of the book, that book, there's a little introduction I didn't know was there. And it says, pronounce slithy as if it were two words, sly thee. Make the G in gyre and gimble hard, and pronounce wrath to rhyme with bath. So, with those instructions, I now give you Jabberwocky. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, my son! The jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird, and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand, long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree, and stood a while in thought. And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock, with eyes aflame, came whiffling through the tulgey wood, and burbled as it came. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back. And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy. O frabjous day, Callooh Callay, he chortled in his joy. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. So that's the poem. And then later in the story, the Alice is having a conversation with Humpty Dumpty. She decides, mainly to change the point of the conversation, to ask Humpty Dumpty about Jabberwocky. Alice asks Humpty Dumpty, would you kindly tell me the meaning of the poem called Jabberwocky? Let's hear it, said Humpty Dumpty. I can explain all the poems that were ever invented, and a good many that haven't been invented just yet. This sounded very hopeful, so Alice repeated the first verse. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. That's enough to begin with, Humpty Dumpty interrupted. There are plenty of hard words there. Brillig means 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the time when you begin broiling things for dinner. That'll do very well, said Alice. And slithy? Well, slithy means lithe and slimy. Lithe is the same as active, you see. It's a portmanteau. There are two meanings packed up in one word. I see it now, Alice remarked thoughtfully. And what are toves? Well, toves are something like badgers. There's something like lizards, and there's something like corkscrews. They must be very curious-looking creatures. They are that, said Humpty Dumpty. Also, they make their nests under sundials. Also, they live on cheese. And what's to gyre and gimble? To gyre is to go round and round like a gyroscope, and to gimble is to make holes like a gimlet. Wabe is the grass plot around a sundial, I suppose, said Alice, surprised at her own ingenuity. Of course it is. It's called wabe, you know.
It's called wave, you know, because it goes a long way before it and a long way behind it. And a long way beyond it on each side, Alice added. Exactly so. Well, then, Mimsy is flimsy and miserable. There's another portmanteau for you. And a borogove is a thin, shabby-looking bird with its feathers sticking out all around, something like a live mop. And then, mome rats, said Alice. I'm afraid I'm giving you a great deal of trouble. Well, a rath is a sort of green pig, but mome I'm not certain about. I think it's short for home, meaning that they lost their way, you know. And what does outgrabe mean? Well, outgribing is something between bellowing and whistling, with a kind of sneeze in the middle. However, you'll hear it down, maybe down in the wood yonder. And when you've once heard it, you'll be quite content. Well, that's enough of Jabberwocky for today. And thus ends today's Wombat.
As read for you by Harry Baya. Well, we're going to have a little disruption here, a little break, change in genre. The next song is Oye, Como Va by Carlos Santana and the band Santana. And I have some Latin roots in me. I went to high school in Venezuela. Though it was an English-speaking school, we couldn't help but be influenced by Latin music and the rhythms. And Santana does, it says here in Wikipedia, pioneered a fusion of rock and roll and Latin American jazz. Its sound featured his melodic blues bass line set against Latin American and African rhythms played on percussion instruments not generally heard in rock, such as timbales and congas. So that's what you're going to hear. This is Oye Como Va by Carlos Santana. That was Oye Como Va by Carlos Santana, which translates roughly as, hey, how you doing? And I lived in the New York City area for 34 years, and I worked in the city most of that time. I didn't go in much for entertainment. I didn't go into Broadway shows and things. The parking was terrible. Everything was expensive, and so I didn't. But I did see a few shows, and one of them was a show called Runaways, and it was about children who'd run away from home. And the cast, there were some runaways actually in the cast, and it was just a wonderful show. Anyway, a lot of times the show would have almost the whole cast on stage, 30 or 40 young people, sitting in a bleachers with their friends and just having a good time. This is one of the songs they sang like that. We Are Not Strangers from the Broadway show Runaways. We Are Not Strangers from the Broadway show Runaways. Next up is Poe Lazarus by the Fairfield Four. And all I'll tell you about it is that it has a big musical footprint. Try and figure that one out. Poe Lazarus.
Please welcome a Nashville institution and national treasure, the Fairfield Four.
That was Poe Lazarus by the Fairfield Four. And next up is something close to my home base here on this show. This is a banjo, fiddle, bluegrass, old-timey, big-eyed rabbit. And the group that's performing this is the New Ballard's Branch Bog Trotters. And I'll mention to you that the instrumental parts normally have an A part and a B part, so you'll hear A part, B part, B part. And if you try and distinguish those, it kind of can get you into the music a little bit. See if you can find the A and B parts in Big Eyed Rabbit. That was Big Eyed Rabbit by New Ballard's Branch Bog Trotters. And the last song on the show today is I Go Like the Raven by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer.
Would beggar woman, chip away, whittle, carve my name in a hickory fiddle, dance all night, dream just a little, I go like the raven. Down in the meadow, deep in the holler, bullfrog sing to the bug-eye crawler, slide to the rake, hop to the collar, reel with the willow waving. Shine the merlin moonbeam, I set my dancing feet to fly over the dark and nervous sky, I go like the raven, yeah. Cocked hat and a coat of yeller, locked me down in a sawdust cellar, fed me beans and bacon. Through the doorway he did enter, played him coy, played him tender, played him slumber, through the winter gone when the birds awaken. Shine the merlin moonbeam, I set my dancing feet to fly o'er the dark and nervous sky, I go like the raven. Bowstrings tightening, angels gay, devils frightening, come on fire, midnight lightning to the garden can't see. Hail the wayward werewolf howling, haints and shades and goblins growling, fiends and demon deeps prowling when I break in fancy. Shine the merlin moonbeam, I set my dancing feet to fly o'er the dark and nervous sky, I go like the raven. Pretty, hear my words for reed or witty, keep the green one shun the city and her dandies craving.
You were listening to I Go Like the Raven by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC 90.7, the voice of Southwest Virginia. And it's my chance to play for you things I think are lots of fun. I get a lot of joy out of this. I hope some of you do too. And it's now time to end the show, and I have kind of a traditional ending, and you get to be part of it. So it's audience participation time, and you get to join me. Here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.